it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This episode is marked for sensitive content. Please check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
He was like, I really want to marry you, but I can't marry you until I get something off my chest. And he was like, I cheated on you. And I was like, with who? And he was like, I don't want to tell you. And I was like, why? When was it? And he said, when we had a bonfire. And I started thinking, and I was like, going through who all was there. And the one single girl that stayed was his cousin.
It's a family reunion episode for the ages this week, and not the good kind. Welcome to season 7, episode 7 of the Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week we've got a breakup where someone says their ex cheated on them with someone in their family. But if you're wondering where we get these crazy breakup stories from, I take submissions in the episode description. So if you've got a story tip or something you've seen on social media that you want to hear more about, again, head to the episode description, click on that submission form. You can submit it there. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of this interview, you can always find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got an episode from someone who says they ended their relationship after their partner was unfaithful with their cousin. What? But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter around the country just to raise more awareness. And this week we are raising awareness for Harbor House Central Florida. Harbor House works to prevent and eliminate domestic abuse in Central Florida by providing critical life-saving services to survivors, implementing and advancing best practices, and educating and engaging the community in a united front. For all those details, again, head to the episode description. Now into this week's submission, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to give it to you just how it was served to me, because I actually got a DM from somebody who said that you need to hear out my friend's story. And normally I'm like, okay, we'll just take it down to the episode or to the submission form. That's where I like to keep everything. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to open this, think it sounds fun, and then move on with life. But she dropped some lore about this relationship. Basically, everything I've teased you so far, that this has to do with a breakup where somebody had infidelity with somebody in their family. And you know what? I was like, this is the kind of chaos I've been looking for. I have yet to have been shocked in a long, long time on this podcast. We've been doing this over 3 years. So anytime you can make my jaw drop, that's what I'm getting you on the Zoom call to get you on the podcast. So let's figure out who at the family reunion was getting down when we break down this week's breakup.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We met in high school. We had the same friend group, but I was never really interested in him because he looked like a thumb in high school. But then I was serving at one of our local restaurants, and he came in. It was a few years after we graduated, and I looked at one of my schoolmates that I worked with, and I was like, did he get cute or am I just tripping? And and she was like, no, I think he did. And so he ended up getting sat at my table, and we ended up flirting that whole time. Then we ended up messaging each other on Instagram and going on a couple dates. We agreed that it was going to be very casual, that we was just going to end up being like, I guess, fuck buddies. But then I ended up getting pregnant on the first time we had sex.
Holy shit. Oh, you've been together for a month-ish, barely, kind of, sort of, not really. And then do you kind of notice that you have signs of pregnancy, or are you like, shit, I know we didn't have protection, I should probably check this out?
Get this. I think he trapped me because I was on top and he never gave me any sort of warning. Okay. Nothing. Nothing. And then I was just like, I finished. And he's like, me too. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
Not to get graphic, but you didn't notice?
No, because I just thought like he got really into it for a second. And then like he just stops out of fucking nowhere. And I'm like, why'd you stop? And then he's like, I finished.
Yes! Okay. Did you take plan B, or were you just kind of?
Yes,
like,
I did. Okay. I took a plan B. And on top of that, I was on birth control and I still got pregnant.
Okay, for the women at home, what birth control is it so we can all avoid it? Why do you think it didn't work? Sorry, this is me. This is me panicking. This is me like, whoa, that's crazy.
Well, I had a strep like a week or so before, and I heard apparently antibiotics kicks out your birth control. But
yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. That'll do it. Oh, so, fuck. So that's literally worst case scenario. No. Okay. So you find out you're pregnant, and what's your immediate reaction? Are you like, we've got to do something about this? Or are you now in it for the long haul?
Okay. So the sad thing is like, I didn't even realize I was pregnant until I was like 9 weeks, because I'm used to skipping months. Like, not a big deal for me. But then my boobs started hurting, and I was like, oh God, let me just test. It's not going to be negative, but it's fine. I'm just do it to ease my mind, because he actually was like, you haven't had a period, and we've been screwing around for a while now. And I'm like, eh, it's no big deal. I do that sometimes. Ugh. And then I find out that I'm pregnant at work, and he traveled for work, so he was not like always reachable. So I found out I was pregnant, and then I had to wait a whole ass week for him to come home for me to tell him. And I straight told him, I said, I can pretend like I don't know who my baby daddy is. Like, you don't have to be any part of this, but you're going to choose today, because I'm not going to do the ins and the outs and stuff. And he literally sat on the couch staring at the wall for an hour with no words.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I finally was like, are you going to say something? Like, what's your decision? Like, what's going on? And he was like, do you want to try to have a relationship and see where it goes? So I was like, I mean, I guess we can. I mean, we're already pregnant. That's how we started our relationship.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So now you're in a relationship, and did it feel like you guys were trying to push something that wasn't really right? Or did you guys kind of fall in love throughout this experience?
It kind of like fell naturally. He fell before I did, because I was always that type of person. I was very skittish and not trusting. And then like he just made it really easy. He was always just like a genuinely good person. He would give you the shirt off his back. Like, he had no red flags whatsoever at first. I just fell.
How was the relationship throughout the course of your pregnancy? Do you guys have kind of a normal relationship? Welcome to the baby into the world and everything's fine? Or there's some red flags here?
So no red flags at the beginning. My pregnancy was fine. He literally spoiled me and everything in between. After the baby was born and I healed up a little bit, then some red flags started showing up a little bit. Like, I went to my 6 week postpartum checkup. I was cleared. And so I was ready, you know, like I was ready.
Wait, and after giving birth, you were like ready to go?
Yeah. Like,
no, but I mean, like, I think most women, even at the 6 weeks, even though they're like physically ready, they might not be like ready. You know what I mean?
I'm very hypersexual. Okay.
No, I love this for you.
The major red flag at the beginning of his toxicity was we were in the middle of the deed, and he like looked down at my body, and you know, your body changes with pregnancy. And he was just like, dang, you've gotten big.
No.
Yes, girl, I was naked.
With the lights on and everything?
Yes.
That's insane.
I'm like, how did you go from this sweet man that like catered to me with this while I was pregnant to like a dick? What the fuck?
So what do you even do in that moment? You're like, okay, pants back on, let's stop.
I literally like was dumbfounded. I looked at him, I was like, did you really just say that? And he was like, I was just joking. I was like, that did not sound like a joke. And then I left and went to my grandpa's and cried.
Oh my God. He's just kind of being a dick after the birth and the pregnancy. What else kind of pops up?
We have some ups and downs, just like every normal relationship does. I wouldn't say that he was full blown, like always toxic, or he never had the major red flags. The only thing like I could think is I found out because his dad accidentally snitched him out because he didn't realize I was on a FaceTime call. Because like I said, he traveled for work, and his dad was in the background talking about how they went and got happy endings at a massage place.
Shut the front door.
Dude, oh my God, I cannot make this shit up. So I literally acted like I did not hear that. I waited for him to come home for me to react on that.
And what did you say to him?
He came home and we went to a restaurant. And when we was walking in, I was like, so I have a question. And he was like, what's up? I was like, what happened at the massage place that your dad was talking about? And he just like went ghost white and just stared at me. Yeah. And I was just like, that's a little weird, you know? So I was like, I'm not really hungry anymore. I'm going to go home. And we went home and I immediately started packing like mine and my daughter's stuff. And I'd never seen a man cry before, but he was like literally on his knees begging. And, you know, I'm weak. I freaking stayed. Shouldn't have, but whatever. And then we talked about that for a while. It bothered me. because he already made me insecure about my postpartum body, and then now he's trying to get affection from other places. While we were freshly postpartum, it was before my postpartum checkup, you remember the app named called Kick?
Yes.
Apparently that's still a thing. But
you
that's
it today?
Apparently so. I don't freaking know, but it was like a few years ago. My phone died and I was getting ready. I was like putting on makeup and stuff and I wanted to listen to music. So I grabbed his phone. And you know, when you grab the home screen and you slide it down and it shows all the recent apps you just opened? Well, Kick was there. And I was like, who the fuck has Kick now these days? I open it and it's like, it's a place where you can get nudes and shit. Yeah. So I didn't know that. Yes. So he was trying to get nudes from bitches.
Oh my God.
Postpartum life was not the life.
It's the worst because you're already dealing with the fact that your life has completely changed, but now it feels like your partner's changed too. So do you confront him about this as well?
Yes, I did. And he was just like, it's just like porn. And I'm like, it's not just like porn. I probably know these people.
If you had seen his phone and like pulled up Pornhub or whatever, would that have bothered you the same amount or like not at all?
No, porn does not bother me. I know that some girls are like, porn's cheating. I'm just like, dude, sometimes I don't feel like it. Use your right hand, go watch porn.
But the fact that he went to Kick felt more like cheating to you.
It did, because I'm like, some of these girls are like from close by towns.
It is different when you know somebody in real life because it feels sort of like a loophole to getting with someone that maybe you've had a real life conversation with.
Exactly. And I'm like, what if they like saw me in public and they're like, huh, I sent nudes to her man. That's just fucking weird.
That is really fucking weird. So the happy endings, the Kick situation, what else pops up?
So that all happened within the year. And then after that, we were pretty much golden. I thought we like went past all of our problems. And then we decided to have another kid. And so we had a son and everything was still fine. But I recently just found out that he cheated on me after I had my son, probably like 6 months after I had my son. It was like the summer of 2023. We had a bonfire and nobody but like close friends and family was there. And fast forward to a few months ago, he was like, I really want to marry you, but I can't marry you until I get something off my chest. And at that moment, I freaking knew. And I was like, what? And he was like, so I cheated on you. And I was like, when? And he's like, it was a while ago, but it still bothers me to this day. And I was like, with who? And he was like, I don't want to tell you. And I was like, why? When was it? And he said, when we had a bonfire. And I started thinking and I started putting two and two together. And I was like, going through who all was there. I was like, they left, they stayed. And the one single girl that stayed was his cousin.
Did he have sex with his cousin?
He had sex with his cousin.
Did he tell you he had sex with his cousin or did you have to figure it out?
So I put two and two together and then went, and then I was like, was it so-and-so? And he literally dropped his food on the ground.
Because he's like, she's never going to guess.
Yeah. Like, who the fuck would guess their cousin, you know?
Well, depending on where you live, I mean, it might be a little bit more feasible than other states. Did you notice there was ever some sexual tension between him and his cousin?
So it was really weird because like I somewhat was like, they're kind of flirty, but then I was like, they're family. Like they're just probably just tight knit. It's whatever. But his whole family's psycho anyways. And I learned that real quick, but I never like really was just like, nah, he wouldn't fuck his cousin. And that night when he did, I was asleep in my room. Like I got buzzed and I went to sleep and she was sleeping on the couch. And so I didn't think anything about it because I was like, it is what it is. And I was like, you're going to have to run through these details with me. And he said, well, me and you went to bed. I woke up to go pee and I saw her in the living room and it was just, I don't know. I just did it. It was just like an intrusive thought.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Intrusive thought?
I was like, has this ever happened before? And then like, he just went quiet again. And I was like, spit it out, Junior. Like, what the hell? And turns out they took each other's virginity.
Shut up.
I'm not fucking kidding. When they were like 14 or 15 or something, they took each other's virginity and they fucked like throughout their fucking childhood or whatever. And I'm like, what is going on? Is this real love?
This is a first cousin, right?
Yes.
What the heck? Do you dump him right then and there?
I was fucking dumbfounded. I was just like, he doing his little begging thing. And I was just like, no, dude, I gotta leave. Like, I literally went to my grandpa's for a little bit, and I was talking to him because, you know, Papa's always got the wisdom. And I was like, I don't know what to do here. And he said, well, honey, I have stayed and I have went, and it's just whatever makes you happy. And honestly, like, I was that whole like year was rocky, and I was like, this is probably a sign from God that I need to book the fuck out. So that's what I did. It was book the fuck out.
If God was ever going to give you a sign, I feel like that's probably the clearest it can get. I'm going to be
Yeah,
honest with you. Like,
literally.
only short to homicide, I feel like having sex with your cousin is a red light to get out.
Big red flag. Red flag. And then what's even wilder now is like, it's like when that shit came out, his whole past came out. So me and him was trying to get custody of his little sister because she was being abused at home by his parents. Like I said, whole family's crazy. Don't know. And whenever I left him, she finally felt comfortable enough to tell me that he's been molesting her whole life.
Wait, are you? Oh my God, now this is like sad now. Like, this was like, haha, not funny. Now this is like really like horrifying.
Yeah, it's bad. And I was just like, I was dumbfounded at that. I was just like shocked. I was like, oh my God, I don't know this man like at all.
And now I'm sure the thought of him trying to get custody of her is like completely, the entire thing's been tainted because now you look at it with a completely different lens.
Exactly. And I was just like, dude, this can't be real. Like, this can't be real. And I confronted him about that. And he always sucks at lying. So, like, he never really lies to me. And then he admits it. He
Why do you
admitted
think, how old is his sister? Like, why do you think she didn't
it.
tell you
So,
while y'all were trying to get custody?
there is a 12-year gap between them two. And it started when she was very, very young. And he was like 15, 16. Apparently, it was right after he lost his virginity, is what he told me. Their whole family is dark and twisty. I found out that basically all of the cousins were all raped and molested by certain family members, including my ex.
Oh
Like
my God.
it's all dark and twisty.
Now I like, now I had this pit in my stomach because at first it was like, wow, how crazy. Like, you're going to have sex with your cousin. Now, like, now this is just like really sad, honestly, because it's
Yeah.
clear that the only way you would be okay with having sex with your cousin is if this was a pattern in your family.
It is. And the sad thing is like his parents weren't aware that any of this happened under their nose. And whenever it came to light and it was finally talked about, they were making excuses. Like they blamed me. They blamed his little sister for him doing that. And then it came to light that my ex was also raped and molested when he was little. They made excuses for the person that did it to him. And it's just all sorts of messed up.
So they haven't taken any kind of legal action for them, I'm assuming.
I told his little sister if she ever wanted to report him that I would help her just for the fact that, for one, if he ever gets caught in the future, I would get arrested too if I knew and I didn't report him. Two, because she has so much trauma in her life and it's her story, so I'm not really going to go into much of her story, but that family really screwed her up, like beyond measures. And so ever since I came into my ex's life, I was the only one that's ever stood up for her. So she got really attached to me. And so whenever the state took her from her parents, she wanted to live with me. It wasn't necessarily that she wanted to be with her brother. It was the fact that she felt safe with me. And she told me after it all came to light that she said that she's old enough now that if it happened again, she knew that she could tell me and I would put a stop to it. So it
She
was,
feels like she's at an age where she has the agency to tell authorities. You know,
yeah.
if you're 8, 9, you don't know how the world works, but if you're 15.
Exactly. And so she came to me and she was like, I think I'm ready to report my family because whenever it came to light with her parents that what happened, she woke up to a bunch of nasty text messages from her whole family, putting all the blame on her on why that was done to her. And she got mad, and I don't blame her.
So she did report the whole family, and what happened with that?
Well, my baby daddy is pending a court date. He is in jail right now with 15 felonies.
What are the other 14? Or are they all
So
one case?
he has 6 counts of sexual battery, six counts of child molestation, 1 count of attempted rape, 1 count of child molestation under the age of 16.
Oh my God. Oh my God. How has this affected you as, I mean, now you're a single parent, but also you had a romantic relationship with this guy.
So it was very conflicting. It's so like I started therapy, girl. Like I had to work through this. I was like, this cannot be my life right now.
I would be concerned if you weren't in therapy.
was just like, oh my gosh. And when I told this to my therapist, her face, she was like, I mean, I went through a lot of problems with people, but this is probably up there. I was like, it's weird because he was my best friend for 6 years. And what I always told him everything, like he was my person. And now it's like I don't have a person. I'm like, who am I supposed to talk to about this? Granted, I have my best friend, but it's weird. Like when you are in a romantic relationship, you like find this special bond, and I didn't have that anymore. And it's like I wanted to run the hell away from him, but at the same time, I wanted to run to him because that's my person. Like, I had to like step away. I disassociated for a few days, not gonna lie. And then when I came back to, I was just like, nope, I gotta get my ducks in a row. I am a mom. I have to figure out my shit. I gotta figure out how to be a single mom. Like, I don't have time to be moping around and being sad,
So talk to me
basically.
about your therapy journey with all this. Like you show up, you drop the bombshell on your therapist. She goes, "What the actual heck?" And what's the first thing you tackle?
When you start therapy, the first session is intake, and she's basically getting your whole history and all your trauma all at once. And then she gave me the homework assignment to write my ex a letter since he is in jail. She said, I don't have to send it. It's just to really like make it raw, messy, put all your feelings out there. And at first, it was very hard for me to do that. Like, I could only put like, dear so and so. And then I would just stare at a blank page. When I'm around people, I was fine. I was just like cutting up, laughing. I didn't look like it fazed me at all. And then it was when I was alone that emotions really started like flooding my system. So I tried to stay busy for a while, and then finally it just caught up and I crashed the hell out. It's like I had a panic attack over coffee because a memory popped up of me and him with coffee. I don't know. It was something silly. And that's when I finally was able to like release all these emotions about how much I did love him, how much I hate him now, how much I miss him at the same time, and how disgusted I am with his choices in life, how sympathetic I am that happened to his childhood and his parents never did anything about it. It was a whole shebang. And it honestly helped a lot. Like at first I was very like skeptical about like how is me writing a letter gonna help me? But it did. It really did. And I 10 out of 10 recommend that for anyone that's going through anything similar.
Yeah, because at the very least, it's cathartic. And there is something I will say, and I've avoided therapy for a long, long time. But when you are forced to sit with your own thoughts, it really does help you come to your own conclusions, even if you know kind of in the back of your mind what those are. When you sit with the uncomfortableness and you put it out into the ether, how you're feeling, it's really validating.
It is. I go to my next appointment. She's like, have you been working on your letter? And I was like, I have, but it's kind of like all jacked up because I would have to like put it down and put it back up. And it's like I said, I'm a mom, so I'm always running around. And when I get a moment alone and my emotions start coming up to me, that's when I start writing. So there's not, it wasn't a good flow. And she's like, I need you to keep doing this. And we talked about what I put in the letter. And she said, everything that you are putting in this letter are all signs of grief. So it's basically like I was mourning someone's death that I can still talk to.
And how did that feel when she told you that?
It honestly felt surreal. Like I was just like, I never even saw it like that. And she had to like plain as day tell me it. I basically lost somebody that was very, very important to me and very important to my kids. I'm also having to save face for not only my kids, but his 16-year-old sister that lives with me. She said that I'm getting weighed down because I'm not even able to express my emotions because I don't feel comfortable doing it in front of my kids. And the only place that I really can just let it all out is therapy. So it's just like a big old cry session. Don't wear makeup to therapy, guys.
Pro tip. What's it been like being a mom to three at such a young age when it wasn't really in the plan?
It definitely was not in the plan. I'm only 25. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and now I have a 16-year-old. And like, I was not 16. I was 16, what, 10 years ago, maybe? It's been a learning curve because thankfully the 16-year-old helps. So she knows the kids' routines as well as I do. And so when I'm getting one ready for bed, she's here picking up the slack that my baby daddy would be doing. And she made me cry the other day because she's talking about how highly she respects me and how glad that she is that I have her, because I was the only person in her life that's ever taken up for her the way that I did and didn't throw her to the wolves, because she bounced between houses, between state authority. She said, "I'm so glad I have your children too, because they're like my little siblings now." And that just melted my heart. I was just like, oh my God.
That's so cool. And I think you should really feel proud of yourself. And I don't even know if you've even acknowledged this or if anybody's ever told you, but it sounds like to me the relationship you have with his little sister helped break this generational cycle of sexual abuse, because you showing so much care and empowering her to say, "I'm ready to go to the authorities," I think has stopped years and years and years of people repeating the same heinous acts to each other.
I was actually talking about this with one of my baby daddy's cousins, like the only normal one in the family. He's seen some sick stuff in that family. And we were just going back and forth with stories. He enlightened me, honestly. He said, if it wasn't going to be her, the 16-year-old, it would have been the next generation. And then I thought about like that generation is my daughter. And I was like, I'll be dang if that's going to be my kid, you know? And then I started thinking about her little cousins, because they're all nearly the same age. And I'm like, they're still there. This 16-year-old is brave enough to stop this generational curse, this twisted family, and shine a big old light on it and get it investigated, so that way it doesn't happen to more kids the way it did with my ex's family. Like all of his cousins were in the same boat as him, and they're all probably dark and twisted or have a very serious trauma from it, and they probably all need to seek therapy as well. But
yeah,
so all of this from a 16-year-old, I'm very proud of her, because you know, most victims, they don't speak out because they're scared of the backlash, and she took the backlash like a tramp, and she is still taking it to this day because they are crazy.
Well, how would you encourage people who are in relationships that they know they need to leave for whatever reason? Like, I think you've seen it on a pretty large scale, and your adopted daughter, the sister of your ex, has seen it on a really terrible sexual abuse scale. So what would you say to people who know they need to go, or maybe think they need to go, but are afraid of what's going to happen when they speak up?
Honestly, I disassociated for a few days. I was very clouded by my feelings for him before I really got the nerve to stand up and leave or stand up and report him. What helped out was I got snowed in at work and I was away from him. And that's when it was like the fog cleared and I was like, no, I got to boss up. No, I can't do this. Like, this is psychotic. This is beyond psychotic. Like, this is sick. That's when I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I already went through one very abusive relationship before, and this is a lot worse than that. I was like, I cannot. What helped me is thinking of my daughter and putting her in my shoes and what I would want her to do if she was in my situation.
Do you have any final wisdom you want to impart on people listening who maybe see themselves in their story, or maybe there's just a part that they resonate with? What's something that you've learned from the situation that you think could help others?
First, it's okay to be a single mom. It is okay to start over, no matter what age you are. It's okay to show your kids a happier you alone than a miserable person in a relationship. Also, I'm a girl's girl. So like, if you came up to me and you told me, like, just like the 16-year-old girl did, that this sick thing happened to you, I'm gonna believe you. I'm not gonna second guess you. Like, I'm gonna support you. I'm gonna do what we will follow the steps. We will find help if we need to. I 10 out of 10, like, support each other, because that's basically, at the end of the day, that's all you got, especially whenever you know you're going to deal with some negativity in it or some backlash afterwards, all you got is like that one person that you need support from that will carry you through the trenches.
Tune in on Thursday for another breakdown bonus episode where we're going to get a lot more serious because this episode really took a turn that I didn't expect. I'm going to be talking with a mental health expert, talking about how sexual abuse in childhood can really impact somebody in their relationships later in life. Obviously, we'll be getting into all of those family details as well, seeing how that impacts somebody. But I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.